All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Straight No Chaser. Yeah, and I want to thank you guys for joining me, as you always do, and I appreciate, you know, all the feedback that you guys have been giving me, and I want to thank you for it. And we're going to talk about a few things today, to be honest with you. And we're going to talk about a few things about, you know, the city that I'm in, Baton Rouge. We kind of seem to be in a state of crisis where we're not actually able to kind of figure out how to solve a systemic problem within our own community. And I say that to say this. At some point, we have to take into account thoughts and prayers are not solving the issues, especially when it comes to violent crimes in the community, where we have people that's right smack dab in the middle of it, living through it. And then there's another side of society that is more than happy to help facilitate it, even under the table. And what I mean by that is that the people that have the ability to fund economically a better result and better preventative measures, I don't know what they are. I just know that there's a whole lot of money out there that's being allocated to stupidity than helping a community issue. And there's a certain part of society, and politically wise as well, that's okay with that. So they sit back and they watch a community destroys itself, and they're killing their young. You know, they're killing babies now. Not like they haven't before, but I mean, it's kind of ridiculous now, to the point where people show up at events, whether it's family events or public events, and feel the need to, that this event has the possibility of going off the rails, and they need to either protect themselves or attack someone. You know, and I say that to say this is, how do you show up to a party, barbecue, a night out, just, you know, being with friends, and you have to make sure you're carrying a weapon with you? You have to bring a weapon. Who brings a weapon to a barbecue? Who goes to a family function expecting something to pop off? And if you are, why go? I mean, it's simple. You would think. You know, it's a question. Hey, man, something might be going on over there. I don't think I want to be involved in that. Why go? But to prove that, you know, nothing phases you or whatever, you bring a weapon with the intent to use it, may I add, in a family function, whether it's your family or not. It's a family of people that includes children, and you see fit to walk through the door or walk in the event carrying a pistol. For you, there's nothing better than to be able to attend an event that may be hazardous to your own health, and you may be hazardous to the health of innocent people, including the child. The most disturbing part of that is, there's somebody, an adult, that knows who you are. And they are around them all the time, probably. They know you're dangerous. And they know if they invite you over or you come over, guess what? Something's going to probably pop off. When do we get comfortable allowing that? Saying that, okay, well, you know, everybody just be cool and he won't shoot anybody or she won't shoot anybody or stab somebody or something like that. How do you have that conversation? How you have that conversation in your own head and then justify it? Putting people that you invite at risk, including your family, right? And the reason why I say that it's systemically an issue is because that even at the current moment, you know, no one seems to know what to do, how to fix the problem, because it seems as if thought to the process is geared at the person that actually commits the crime when they commit the crime. Not the fact that they have the potential to commit the crime, meaning that you know in certain areas, maybe against the law, the searching and everything, somebody or whatever the deal is that may be carrying a gun and things like that, it's illegal against the civil rights and everything like that. But this family members, friends, we know who these potentially dangerous people are, and most of the time we know when they're going to an event. Whether or not they're going there to commit a crime, we don't know. But we do know if they have to carry a gun there, it's probably not a good place to go, or they're making it not a good place to go or to be. Right? How do we fix that? Who do we train in the household to make better decisions about the company that they keep and what is potentially dangerous or who is potentially dangerous and who is not? How do we change that mindset? How do we make the atrocities that they're potentially are getting ready to commit, how do we make that seem like the last thing on earth you may want to do is to commit this violent crime? To open fire in on a crowd for whatever the reason. How do we get to deter that? How do we figure that out? Because parish-wide, if you look at it, when the city council goes and votes on things, pay attention to what they're willing to vote on for your community. Who's doing the voting for and who's voting against anything that makes your community better, that can, you know, possibly, whether it's economically, any kind of development for your community, that could even, you know, kind of weed some of these, you know, bad actors out. You know, we have things that come up, you know, to, you know, clean up the neighborhoods and things like that. pay attention to who shoots these ideas down, who shoots the idea for the funding down, things like that. Because if you look back around and you start seeing all these park development things, like they're having an argument now about, you know, wanting to vote on the Breck issue, whether to split Breck up. Who gives a damn about Breck when two streets away from a Breck park, you can't let a child walk down the street. You can't let an adult walk down the street because he might get shot. It's not safe. So the area is not safe, but we're going to spend, you know, $10 million to dress up a park. Hell, South Baton Rouge alone, they just spent, what, it was like $4 million, $5 million, I don't know, I'm just popping out a number here, on a dog park, on you know, restructuring and reconstructing a freaking dog park. Two blocks away from it, houses are falling down. People are living in poverty. Whole freaking nine. A quarter mile from it, people are getting shot like every freaking other week. But we're spending money on a dog park because, hey, they got to have somewhere to go. You know, poor people need to have somewhere to go to make it look nice, the whole nine. Man, who gives a damn about a park? And you can't even get to the summer garden without your life being in danger. You know, at some point, we got to get our priorities straight. I'm sorry. Let's take that back. I'm going to take that back. We know what the priorities are. We're just allowing people to toss other things into the middle of the real priority. Because at this point, if you think about it, killing children is as normal as an adult dying, getting killed, getting murdered. A child getting killed accidentally has become so normal or regular for us. We pray about it. We pray for the family. You know, we grieve with the families, but we don't do shit. Excuse my language. But we don't do anything except post on social media or whatever. Prayers for the family. Prayers for the child. I hope they catch the guy or girl. Whatever the case may be. It's not enough. Thoughts and prayers are not enough. I'll say it again. Thoughts and prayers are not enough. It ain't working. It hasn't worked. It'll never work. Until you put the work behind it. And pray that the effort that you're actually making to change things works. God puts his hand in it then. But if you're thinking and praying somebody else come and do the work for you, hey, guess what? There's a whole nother side that's watching it all unfold. That wouldn't mind even help facilitating it, because guess what? They get to use it as a political issue when they're running for office. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back, y'all. All right, welcome back, y'all. So as I was saying, the black community is the stain that politicians use to strike fear into other people that may vote for them. Somebody got to clean it up. Trust me. Anybody that comes through the door figuring that hey, we just gonna lock up black people for the sake of locking up black people, whether they're guilty or innocent or whatever, or even thinking about committing a crime. Guess what? They won't get the votes. There are people out here that don't give a damn just because of the color of your skin. I'm not telling you anything new, but I'm here to let you know that it's real. And we've gotten so comfortable watching them move the chess pieces. We watch them play the game and we're not even involved in it till somebody tell us to go vote. And then we want to say, hey, I did my part. And then your neighbor's house gets shot at. Or some other kid dies. I'll have to ask the question, how many kids got to die before somebody want to get up off the behind and say, hey, look, there's got to be something we can do. Chief Paul, Mayor Broome, Metro Council members, legislature, governor, there's an answer. What does it take to make a move, to do something? Not give the appearance that we're doing something, but to actually move the ball. Because the problem is, we don't seem to have a problem putting together a committee to tell us that there is a problem. We already know that there is a problem. For the most part, the inaction of the people that we voted in office is a problem. You're not part of the solution because you're not solving anything. So you got to be what? Part of the problem. Black community as a whole, man, it's time we got to go do the work this time. We can't keep waiting on another child to get murdered to voice an opinion and say, hey, something got to be done. Something needs to be done. We already know something needs to be done. Something needed to be done years ago. Something needed to be done months ago. Something needed to be done weeks ago. I don't know what the answer is, but nobody's showing me that they're looking for it either. There's got to be a way to protect people that can tell us who these people are before they commit the crime. Maybe we don't have the manpower, whatever the deal is, but I know there's money there. And I know that money, one side of the political spectrum, will vote against investing it into that community to solve that problem. Anytime that it comes up, it always have, they always will. Because they need the chaos. They need it to look as bad as possible to scare their constituents into the next election so that they can have their own way. But understand that none of them want to fix the problem. Even some of the people we voted for don't want to fix the problem. Because, you know, the money is not in their salary as far as the office that they hold. The money is in the committees. That's why there's always a committee to fact find, not a committee to solve it. And it takes 2 to 3 years to fact find until the next election. We're not solving problems here. But our people are dying playing politics. I'm sorry. Our people are dying at the hands of people playing politics and the way to bankroll their own, fill their pockets. Right? At some point, the communities need to come together. The communities need to realize where the power of the individual black person lies. Right? The power is always in the money, because the only thing that speaks to these people is the dollar. How do they get it? Who is most likely to give it to them? And for what reason? How much chaos do I need to create to make people or a community or a government hand me some money to pacify people that's not paying attention? That's the bottom line. Until, in my eyes, in my opinion, until black people stop participating in the filling up the pockets of these individuals that can't wait to see the community demise, we will never have control in this city, in this state, because the politics is so bad here. You know, good individuals can't even get elected if you're not part of the cliques, so to speak. If you're not in the clique, regardless of what ideas you have, 9 out of 10, you're not even getting in there to get a vote, because they'll campaign against you. They'll call them unqualified. They'll give them every name . We got to figure out a way. We got to find out what's more valuable. We have people that's voting against everything to help your community. I think any businesses in the district, of people in the Metro Council that's voting against your community, whomever they are, any business that they're in, that they got their hands in, any district, any business in their district that votes for them, I think black people should pull their money out of it. That means, guess what? If there's a shoe store in that district, as a black person, we should not be feeding money to that district. At some point, those businesses should suffer as the black community suffers. We're spending money in a lot of places, people. When you start paying attention, you'll realize where the power is. And people are not listening to you until they suffer. You know, Richard Pryor once said, you know, had a joke, you know, about, you know, the drug crisis. When black people were killing each other over drugs, or killing themselves using the drugs, no one cared. And I hate to say it like this, but I mean, it's still true. When white people started doing it, and killing themselves and killing each other, it became an epidemic. And the government and businesses and everything had to put in some money to contribute and create rehab facilities. And this is that another to what? Kind of help their own. But nobody cared while the black community was suffering. Because that's what the intent of it was, to create suffering in the black community. You know, break up black families. They'll play a single black woman with three or four kids money forever till the kids grow up and have kids outside of the household, as long as they don't put a man in the house that has a job. Think about that for a minute. The city that you live in right now, the federal government pays single black women to not put a black man in their home. Kill the whole family aspect. It didn't start today. It won't end today. But we could damn sure kind of put a dent in it. So by the time the next generation gets to that level, they already have the mechanics, all the everything involved, the mechanisms in place to kind of fix that. But we got to start now. More children are going to die, and people are going to sit back and watch and wait for it to happen. It's so normal now. It's not normal, people. It's not normal at all. We can fix this. It's time to hit politicians in their pockets. Then maybe they'll come up with a plan. I love your opinions. Feel free, you know, to drop a line, you know, say what you got to say. Come up with an answer, suggestion. Trust me, it can't be worse than what's going on right now, because it, what's going on right now ain't working. All right, yeah. Want to thank you for listening. Until next time, guys. You be blessed out there, y'all.